Now I want someone badly.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, working hard or hardly working?
Hi, honey. Did you just get home?
Yeah, I took Clancy for a walk.
And I think Clancy needs a bath.
Really?
Yeah, he smells badly.
No, he doesn't. He could sniff out a fly in a jam jar two streets over.
That's not what I meant.
Well, you said he smells badly.
Just give him a bath, will you?
Today, we're going to discuss a common pitfall when writing or speaking, the confusion of adjectives and adverbs when describing something. And to help us understand what all that means, today we have a special guest to help us out, Catherine Winter, an editor for the American Radio Works documentary unit at American Public Media. Welcome, Catherine.
Thanks for having me.
Now, is it true that at one point you were called into the NPR newsroom to help sort out the entire disagreement between bad and badly?
I did get a phone call with several different people on the line who had obviously been going at it for some time, yes. And they asked me, could I please settle the debate? Do you say, I feel bad or I feel badly? And of course, I instantly weighed in with my own strong opinion, yes.
Okay. And as an editor, that opinion means you advise people against using I feel badly,
correct? That's right. I would, if you're going to use the phrase at all, I would suggest using I feel bad.
Okay. And what's the argument against badly?
I think in order to understand the difference between I feel bad and I feel badly, you have to visit those old friends from seventh grade English, the adjective and the adverb. And just a quick refresher on those. So an adjective is a word that describes a noun in general. That's how we use adjectives. So you might say, for instance, a blue house or a hopeless situation or the ugly stepsister, right? So in those cases, you've got blue and hopeless and ugly, and those are the adjectives. Where an adverb is used to describe a verb usually. So you might say that someone ran fast or slept deeply or spoke hopelessly. So then you have fast and deeply and hopelessly. Those are your adverbs. So in the sentence, I feel badly, you're using the adverb badly to describe the verb feel, which means you're saying that you lack sensory ability. Like maybe if your hands were numb, you might say, I feel badly. But if you want to say that you are regretful or sad, then you need to say, I feel bad.
Some people will actually correct you if you say, I feel bad. Why is it that a lot of people think I feel badly is right?
I think they got drilled into them in seventh grade English that they've got to use an adverb after a verb, right? I feel badly. In many instances, that's correct, but we have this set of verbs that some authorities will call linking verbs that tend to refer to perception. So you wouldn't say, I feel badly, any more than you would say, this tastes bitterly. So you have these verbs of perception like seems or thinks or feels or appears that take an adjective, not an adverb. So I think a huge part of the confusion arises there. I think there's also some parallels. People have trouble with them. The opposite of well is badly, right? If I do something well, I might do something badly. But well is also an adjective. You can feel well, or you can say all is well. And the opposite of that one is bad, not badly. So by parallel structure, people tend to get confused.
Okay. And are they getting confused just because they're trying really, really hard to be right?
That's exactly it. But this is actually an example of a kind of a fascinating phenomenon that's called hypercorrection, where if somebody corrects you for an error in one circumstance, you then overgeneralize and apply that correction where it doesn't actually belong. And where we see this most often is pronouns, where people will say, he gave the pictures to Jenny and I, when it really ought to be Jenny and me, because at some point in that person's life, that person said, Jenny and me are going to the store, and somebody said, you mean Jenny and I. And they overcorrected or overgeneralized to believe that in always in that circumstance, you have to use I instead of me. You see it in other circumstances, too, like people will say seldomly because they think all adverbs have to have an ly on them.
So is the whole bad, badly thing a real serious error? Or is it a really serious error?
It's true that you can rank errors on a scale, and some are more serious than others. You know, some errors will make people think you're a rube and some will not. I think badly is arguably, I feel badly, is arguably a more serious error than many things that people call errors. There really is no circumstance in which that's the appropriate language to use. So if you were to compare your language choices with like your sartorial choices, your dressing choices, in some circumstances it's all right to wear a t-shirt. In some circumstances you probably should wear a tie. So in some circumstances it's all right to say gonna, and in others you probably ought to say going to. But there is no circumstance in which it's all right to say I feel badly. So by analogy, that's sort of like not just not wearing the tie, but wearing the tie on your foot. There are, believe it or not, still some authorities out there who maintain that I feel badly is the correct form. You are going to run into people who think you're wrong when you say I feel bad, even though I'm here to tell you you're not. You're right. And it might be the best thing to just write around it and say, I regret that, or that made me unhappy, or I feel hopeless, or something like that, and just avoid having anybody think you're wrong.
Catherine, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Clancy here has got the best sniffer in town. Don't you, boy? Don't you? Don't you? Yeah, it's a good boy.
Well, he still needs a bath.
And why is that?
Because he doesn't smell good.
Well played. Come on, Clancy. Let's go for a scrub.
I feel good. I knew that I would not.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks to Catherine Winter for joining us today. And very special thanks to the morning show's Jim Ed Poole for providing the voice of Clancy the dog, and to morning show producer Mike Pengra for assisting with recording. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey and Amy Alt. Our producers are Brett Baldwin and Jen Houck. John Pearson is the executive producer. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, participate in the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.